Hello, beautiful warrior women. Karen here. And today I want to talk to you about how to crush your body transformation goals with these four success traits. Now, I've been doing this for a very long time. And what I've recognized is there are certain traits that the successful women who get their body transformation and maintain it, they all embody. And I want to share these with you. Now, of course, there's a lot of different traits and values that we need. We need tenacity, we need commitment, we need discipline. But I want to go a little bit bigger in our focus. So, the first success trait that I see in women who rock their body transformation is they're decisive. And what that means is they are sick and tired of being sick and tired. They have tried a whole bunch of things. It hasn't worked, or it works for a while and then it doesn't work. And they go back and forth and back and forth, win, lose, gain, lose, gain, lose. And they've been doing it for a really long time. And they're tired of circling the drain. They're tired of restarting every Monday morning. And they've been living that way for years. This seems to be a pattern and almost an accepted mainstream trait for people. And they talk about it amongst themselves. Yeah, well, I tried that a few years ago and I lost and I won and then I lost again. And then they start getting older and they see it as aging issues or hormonal issues or something outside of themselves. And it's really it's a whole bunch of different things that are conspiring as we age. And it's never just one thing. It's never as simple as the food and the exercise. It's more what's behind the scenes. And so that decisiveness is where women are showing up. They may be professional in other areas. They may be multimillionaires. They may have crushed their career. But what happens is they get even more frustrated because they think, well, I'm so successful out there. Why can't I manage something as simple as my body? Well, the body, number one, is not simple. And number two, they don't have the expertise. And the challenge is a lot of people think, well, there's so much information out there. I should be able to put this together myself. But like I say, it's like you're driving your car and the engine craps out and you're not going to get under the hood and fix it yourself. You're going to take it to a certified mechanic. So smart women, professional women are starting to understand and value expertise and coaching and mentoring. And so they're coming forward to say, I'm tired of trying to do this myself. Something's not working, or I need accountability and support, and I need a strategy. And so they work with me anywhere from 4 months to 2 years to be able to shift their bodies and their life, because this is a body and a life transformation, guys. You can't have one without the other. So they are decisive. They know what they want now, and they may have spent a few years not knowing what they want or not really wanting to invest the resources or the money or the time or any of that kind of stuff. But that is what is required for women to hit the top of their game in their body transformation. So they are decisive and they are ready to go after what they need to do. So there's no more getting ready to get ready. The second one is they want a strategy. So a strategy is most important. It's what I call a blueprint that takes you from A to Z, or for my American followers, A to Z. And it is built upon a progressive principle in food, in movement, in mindset that allows you to move through and be handheld and supported along the way. So when you do trip and fall, there's somebody there to pick you up and help to support you and shift you into thinking possibly and doing differently. That's the coaching piece. But the strategy piece is they've been trying this or that. I call it like a lot of women have been playing whack-a-mole with their health and their wellness. And it's that game where, you know, the little mole is coming up through the holes and you've got the hammer. And it's coming up fast, and you're like trying to hit it down, right? And that's what a lot of women do when they try to get their body back in shape. They try to lose the weight. They want to get shapely and strong. They want to be energized and confident. They want to reverse aging and all the things that come with it, which, yes, is possible, guys. It most definitely is. But the strategy is picking off a diet plan here, doing a workout there, signing up for a gym membership for like 3 months. And there's no long-term vision or sustainability in what most people are doing, because that's why it's not sticking, because the sustainability of it isn't there. So a strategy a blueprint, if you will. It includes going from where you are to where you want to be with a set protocol in food, in exercise, and in mindset work. And when you get there, there needs to be a strategy to sustain it. That's the big piece. It must be sustainable, right? So unfortunately, there's a big crowd called it the do-it-yourselfer crowd, right? So these are the guys that would rather, go and go to Home Depot and buy their own kitchen stuff and put in their own kitchen. That's great. Let them do it. But then if you want a designer kitchen, you want somebody to move through and ensure that everything is top-notch. And it also saves you time and money in the long run because you don't make the mistakes. You don't have to redo. Then the strategy piece is important. And we do this with buildings. We do this with education, with getting your degree, and we need to do it in a body transformation as well. It's just the way it needs to be done. So the successful women know that they are not the expert. They are expert in their work, but they're not an expert in metabolism, healthy aging, proper movement, proper food strategy, biochemistry, all that kind of stuff. And so they're willing to hand it over to somebody who is the expert and to put that strategy in place so they get from where they are to where they want to be, and it sticks. Really important, the sticking piece. So you've got to have a toolkit that you can take with you if you leave the coach. Sometimes they hang around. I've had women hang with me for 4 or 5 years, but sometimes they go on their own. And so then we built a new skill set and a toolkit to draw from. Really important. That strategy piece is super important. And it's underutilized by, well, it's underutilized by all do-it-yourselfers, but definitely underutilized by many women. The third one is consistency. So this is honestly where discipline and commitment to the craft of consistency is really important. And this is where even if you don't feel like doing it, that is exactly when you need to do it because you actually make even bigger changes to your mindset, to your vision and to your goals of reaching that body transformation when you practice consistency and you're overriding the wiring in the brain that would say, oh, come on, let's not today. Oh, it's a sunny day. Oh, I messed up on my food. So we'll try again on Monday. All of that self-talk and self-limiting stuff, or the procrastination, or the reason. So I got to go shopping. I got to do the windows. So I don't have any time today. And so that consistency is super important. It's actually, in my view, more important than volume and intensity. So I say there's three factors to a good exercise program. The CIV, consistency, intensity, and volume. And we'll go into volume and training at another podcast. But the consistency piece is super important because your body needs consistency in if you're applying a food plan, if you're applying a movement plan, or if you are going through some kind of certification, you're changing your career, you're trying to up-level your money mindset. All of this takes consistency. And again, it's the hit and miss is what really downplays your confidence and cuts into your self-esteem and in reaching your goals. So being consistent is super important. Again, that is where accountability and support can come into play, and scheduling yourself in certain ways, and just not saying I can't do it today, or if there is a day you can't do it, you move it to the next day. There always has to be some time to be able to manage that which you need to manage in order to move your body to where you want it to be, and that takes consistency. And then the final thing is bounceability, I call it. So bounceability is where we fall away. We fall away and then we come back, right? And I always say, I don't worry if women fall away because there is always a fall away in every program. And that's just part of it. My minimal program is a 4 month program, 4 to 5 month program. And there's quite a few fallaways, but that is where the feedback comes in to see why did you fall away? And this is where the bigger C coaching comes into play. Let's take a look at this. What is really behind this? It's usually not lack of time or lack of resources. It usually is the self-limiting beliefs and the habits and patterns and conditioning that we've carried with us for decades that start showing up when we try to make change. And so we can't, as people living on the inside of it, my clients, they can't see it because they're not objective with self. They're subjective. We have a saying, you can't see the label of the jar when you're inside the jar, right? And that's where coaching comes in because you have those blind spots back here, and a coach has a 360 degree view. We can see what's going on here. And that's where the coaching piece is super, super important. So you need somebody on your side that can help reframe when you fall, you pick yourself up, and then you reframe. So this work towards a body transformation or life transformation to getting a better career, making more money, having a better relationship, whatever, it is a constant reframe. And if you're not constantly reframing, you're not growing and learning. So you're just kind of moving along this, you know, you're going through the motions, but you're on a horizontal and you're not actually moving upwards in learning and growth. And that is what the coaching aspect can do. So also with bounceability is the client needs to know that being uncomfortable is part of the journey. And slipping, hitting speed bumps and roadblocks is part of the journey. This is how we learn and grow. We never learn and grow in a straight line, right? It's always meandering, but we always want to make sure we're moving towards moving upwards into where our goal is. And the bounceability or the fall away is a part of it. And so many women have had so many failures and failed, or so they call it failures, so many times with. I had one woman I was speaking to quite a few years ago. She lost and gained 100 pounds 5 times over, 5 times over. So when I invited her to work with me, there was a lot of humming and hawing. There was a lot of, yes, I do need to do this. And she never came back. And the reason for that probably is because she felt so much like a failure, but it wasn't failure. It was just there was no change in her strategy. It was her going out, going to the gym for a few months, getting a food plan. It would stick for a while and then it would fall away and then it would stick for a while. And so that became her habit. Her habit was unconsciously, I do well and then I fail. I do well and then I fail. And she did that 5 times with 100 pounds each time. So her psyche was just basically talking her out of it. And she said, well, I can't afford it. It actually wasn't about the money. It rarely is about the money. But that's the first thing that comes up because it's more of the bigger stuff that we don't want to acknowledge, fear of failure. It can even be fear of success. It can be fear of having to be responsible for our body and life, fear of having to make changes, right? All of these are the fears. And she was so much, and I could tell by her voice on the phone, she was so much in a pattern of shame and guilt around it that every time she succeeded and fell, every fall, unfortunately, is what happens with women in this space. They go deeper and deeper and deeper until their self-esteem and self-worth is so broken that they feel they can't do it, that it'll never be that way. I just have to suck it up and live where I'm at. I don't like where I'm at. I feel awful. I feel like I look awful, and it's a terrible place. But that's what happens every time there's a failure that hasn't been reframed. And that's what coaching and a strong program and a strong strategy can get you and lift you out of that so that you can put it up into the light of day and you're actually working from up here instead of always slipping to down here. So those are the four success traits for women who get a body transformation and stick it. So these are the women that have the values of decisiveness. So they're ready to get in. They're not going to have, they have both feet on the starting line because they've tried maybe some women for decades and they get in this loop, try, fail, try, fail, try, fail, and they're tired of it and they just want a straight line. And then the strategy piece, of course, they need to have a solid, proven strategy to get them there and to keep them there. And they need to practice consistency. So they need to show up even when they don't want to. And that's where the accountability piece with the community is, or the coach is, or the partner is. That consistency is super, super important to build new habits and to uproot the old thinking in the brain, which is the wiring, and to create new wiring, if you will, go into the psychology piece, which is what I love, love, love. And then the bounceability, meaning You're going to fall. You're going to be uncomfortable. That is part of the journey. It is a necessary part, and we don't make it wrong. So I hope that helps with trying to decipher what is it that makes some women successful and other women not. These are just four of the top traits that I see. Of course, there's a whole bunch of other ones as well, but these are the main four that I see. And if you can embody or even see yourself embodying these four, then let's talk. We can talk, and I can tell you about what I do. I can show you some of our success profiles. We have so many. I've been doing this for a really long time, and a little bit about the coaching and what to expect. So you can always book a call with me under www.warriorwomanfitness.com/apply, and you'll go to a link where you can book a free call. And yes, it is free, guys. And I talk to you about your strategy. I want to see what's working, what's not. There's a questionnaire that you fill out because I need to see something so I can create a roadmap to get you to where you want to be. If we can work together and I see that we are a fit and I can help you, I'll show you what that looks like. If not, I will find you some other place or human being to be able to support you in your journey. So lots of love. Thank you for joining me today, and rock on, ladies. Lots of love. Bye-bye.